Our next report comes from Northern Elementary School in Bemidji, Minnesota.
This is Kelsey Olson with our phonology report from Northern Elementary in Bemidji, Minnesota. Our area was receiving snowflakes on Thursday afternoon. Hudson saw three fawns and three does crossing a road. Tamarack trees are turning golden yellow. Mr. Berkland reported seeing 17 eagles in a three-hour drive. Sage and Easton both shot white-tailed deer bucks during the youth hunt. Casey saw a turkey vulture and an eagle on the way to school. Mr. Wade's friend Tom shot a white-tailed buck that scored 196.58 inches. It was aged 6.5 years old. Mr. Latimer, we were wondering what animals might be vacating our area for the winter season. Are there any animals that become more active this time of year? Thanks for allowing us to offer our report this week.
Nice job, Kelsey. Wonderful. And your questions? What animals are vacating the area? Well, lots of birds. You're probably going to see the last of the robins in the next few days. And there are plenty of animals that don't leave, but we won't see until spring. Those hibernators, chipmunks come to mind. I haven't seen chipmunks around my house for a couple of weeks. And I have a note that indicates that early November is usually the last sighting of a chipmunk. So keep your eyes open for the chipmunks. And then, of course, what animals become more active? Well, golly, you know, any animal that's alive in the wild and it's cold out is going to have to be active to stay warm. And I would say among those would be all of the members of the mustelid family. And those are all the weasels and the mink and the otters and the fishers and the pine martens. They're all going to get really active this time of year. So hopefully you'll be in a position to see some. That would be really exciting.